This is going to be a lot of fun, Coach.
Well, it's going to be a lot of fun, is right. It's going to be two hard-fought games. I know there's not a lot of love shared between both teams. And interesting side note that we got Coach Sean this year, who's spent a few years over on the other side there. Now he's on our side. So it'll be an interesting and important weekend of hockey. I mean, we're back in league play now, and we're right in the thick of things for, first place. There's 16 games left. So we got a lot of things can still happen in the league. So we got to make sure we take care of business. And, Northern's just the next team on our way. So obviously being a rival, it's a huge game. But the implications of us being right, in the thick of things for the league championship even adds to that. So a very important weekend for us, and a very important weekend, especially Saturday. I mean, we got to play Friday down there first, but getting back home and getting that home ice presence going that we need, because we get 9 games in a row at home after we have one more road game. And we've been good on the road. We lost our first road game, and I can't tell you, we played great. So we played really well. So we're 9-1 on the road, and we don't have many road games left, but we'll go down to Marquette Friday, and we'll be ready to play. I know that.
They are led mostly by their sophomores, Coach. They have Dominic Schein, who has 4 goals and 9 assists for 13 points. He leads the Northern Michigan Wildcats. Nowick is a junior, but then you got Sooth, Hansen, Moshmeyer. Those are all sophomores leading the way for Northern Michigan.
Well, they've got a good team and a young team, and then you throw guys like Reed Seckel in there, right. He's a good hockey player. They've got a good team. They've got good speed. They play hard. They play physical. They play that physical brand of hockey. Obviously, they played extremely well defensively this year, and that's their MO. They're going to play well from the net out, make it difficult for you to get to the net, difficult to score goals. So we're going to have our hands full going down to their Marquette. It's always been a tough place to play. I know there's going to be a big crowd, probably their biggest crowd by far of the year. So we're walking into a lion's den, so to speak, and we got to be ready to play.
We've had a great penalty killing, but their penalty kill is very good, too. I think 87.5%. That's not too bad.
Well, they are. And, it's going to be a physical series. There's going to be some power plays both ways. So special teams will be a huge factor this weekend. And we're going to spend a lot of time. It's nice. We're going to have first time since the first weekend in December where we have a normal practice week. So I'm really looking forward to it. I think that'll really help us look going forward.
What other things scary about Wild Kyle's team out there, especially on Friday night?
Well, they're a good team. I mean, they've got good balance. I think that's the one thing. We'll match up a team that has maybe as good a balance as we do from, their first line to their fourth line. Obviously, like I said, it's a rivalry game, so I know Walt puts a little extra special on this weekend, and it's an important game. I mean, they're still in the battle for home ice, too, so there's a lot at stake this weekend for both teams, and I think it's good that both teams have, obviously a winning record. It helps the rivalry, and both teams are up in the top half of the standings. Really adds to the rivalry, so, like I said, we need to be ready to play to a man. And we haven't played extremely well, even though we won in there last year. Phoenix Copley did a real nice job. We got to reverse that. We can't rely on our goaltender going in there. We have to play like we did at Wisconsin and play like we did against Michigan. Only score goals when we get the opportunities.
Northern Michigan tying and losing to Minnesota State over the weekend. Have you had a chance to watch any video at all about that?
Yeah, I watched some of those games, and obviously Northern looks good. I like this team speed. One thing I really know is how physical they are. Okay. I mean, they're very physical. And you're going to get hit. You're going to get finished. You're going to have to play tough. You're going to have to take some hits and work through that. So we understand that going in. That's a nice thing. So as long as you understand what you're going into and what you're getting into, you can prepare for that, and we'll be well prepared to play the games.
Want to remind everybody about the ticket deal, Coach, because $120 for the rest of the home games is a great deal. It's $50 off what you would normally spend for a reserve seat, reserve seat.
No question. But before I get in that, I got a request to all our listeners. I need some firewood. So if anybody knows anybody who sells firewood, or you sell it yourself, while I was gone on this 21-day break here, whatever it was, my wood pile sort of diminished somehow.
How's the roof on the snow on the roof?
Oh, yeah. I got to get up there and do a little roof raking. I was out this morning. I did a little bit, but I'm excited. I can't wait to get out there and get that fresh air and, get out there and do a little bit of that. So. But anyway,
how many cords of wood do you need, Coach?
Oh, I don't know. Probably one for the rest of the year here.
Is this for Coach Pearson? Hello. Okay, I thought somebody was calling in for
no. Wolfram. So anyway, but you know, I want to thank our administration. I think they've done a tremendous job here with offering the ticket discounts for the rest of the season, trying to help people have the opportunity to come in and see the team that has the most wins in college hockey. Dirk, I mean, and our players have done an excellent job, and even in Wisconsin, when you run into the NHL scouts or people there, and the compliments, the GLI and that they're putting upon our team and our players. And our players have done a really good job. You're going to see a fast, exciting, skilled team that plays hard. So, and we got a lot of home games here. So that's a great ticket deal, and $5 for any youth. And I think it's $120 for the remainder, half a season ticket package for anyone who wants to come in. So,
and just $50 for...
Yeah,
youth
for the rest
the reserve,
of the year.
So, like I said,
I think our administration's done a fabulous job of trying to make it affordable for people to come in and watch this team. And we're going to have an exciting second half here, like I said, with all the home games we have. And we've got some great opponents, and obviously Winter Carnival. And we play Northern two more games. We got Bowling Green coming in, which is a top 10 team in the country, Winter Carnival. So there's a lot of exciting games for fans to see. So make sure you get those ticket packets. And I know our team really appreciates that home ice. You know, even you go to Wisconsin, that 11,000 something the other night announced, but in GLI we play in front of 17,000 down there in Detroit. So the team really enjoys playing in front of a boisterous and loud crowd. And by the way, at Wisconsin we had an alumni function there, and it was packed, that room. As you came, there wasn't a seat to be had.
No.
And I think they had 100 plus alumni, and even at the games we had a great turnout by Michigan Tech fans and alumni, and even in Detroit we did too. So I just want to thank all of our alumni and our fans, and it really helps our team, and when they come in and show support like that. And we need that at home going forward.
Absolutely.
That's what Home Ice Advantage is all about, is when you get your fans in there and make it a tough, intimidating place for other teams to play.
And we want to do it, so we have a home ice playoff too. I mean, that just would be great.
Well, that's it. And then that's one of the goals, obviously. I can't remember the last year we've had home ice, and we've put ourselves in a pretty good opportunity to at least achieve that this year, and I like the way our team's playing. I like our depth, and we're going to get better as things go on here the second half.
All right, we'll take a break. Your questions are coming up with Coach Mel Pearson. You still have time. DJ@themix93.com. That's DJ@themix93.com. More of the Mel Pearson Show right after these.
When you need to dress up for an upcoming interview, wedding, or that special date, don't wait. Come to the Dress for Success Shop, located in the Michigan Tech Campus Bookstore. See the largest selection of business apparel in the Keweenaw. Suits, sport coats, dress shirts, ties, slacks, shoes, socks, and belts. Tailoring is available, so stop in the Dress for Success Shop and let them fit you perfectly. Hours are 8 till 5, Monday through Friday, noon till 4, Saturday. The public is always welcome.
In these turbulent political and economic times, are you having trouble mapping out your financial future? Let Gary Jorgensen, a registered representative with Diversified Financial Concepts, assist you in the development of a financial strategy to help you achieve your financial goals. Diversified Financial Concepts is located south of Houghton on West M26, 1 mile past the mall, in the Lake Accounting Building. Call 482-2370 to make an appointment. Investments offered through Diversified Financial Concepts, member FINRA, SIPC.
There's nothing quite like the anticipation of counting down to game day. And there's nothing like the real Coca-Cola taste of Coke Zero. No matter how you show your team spirit, with face paint, team jerseys, or grilling with friends and family, your game day won't be complete without ice-cold Coke Zero. Available at your local convenience store. Because nothing means it's game day like Coke Zero. So be sure to pick up some refreshing Coke Zero today. Coke Zero. Zero means it's game day.
Celebrate the holidays with a newer used car, truck, or SUV from Kissel Chevrolet in Calumet or Kissel Automotive of Blount's. Both locations are having a year-end closeout sale on all new and used vehicles in stock with a huge selection to choose from. Everything is priced to sell. Make them an offer. No reasonable offer will be refused. Everything must go. Check out all the inventory at KisselChev.com. There is something for everyone. Come and see Charlie, Dave, or Mario. Hurry in while the selection is best. Kissel Chevy and Kissel Automotive.
All right, welcome back to the Mel Pearson Show. Time to get your questions for Coach Pearson for him to answer. And you still have time. We might be able to squeeze a couple more in here. We'll try to. DJ@themix93.com. DJ@themix93.com. Coach, this person said he didn't watch Saturday's game, but noticed over the years that Wisconsin likes to run a pick off the point on their power plays. Were we a victim of that?
No, not at all. They didn't have any pick plays on the power play. Yeah, in the one